Blackstone Audio presents The Small House at Allington by Anthony Trollope. Volume 1, Chapter 1, The Squire of Allington. Of course there was a great house at Allington. How otherwise should there have been a small house? Our story will, as its name import, have its closest relations with those who lived in the less dignified domicile of the two, but it will have close relations also with the more dignified, and it may be well that I should, in the first instance, say a few words as to the great house and its owner. The squires of Allington had been squires of Allington since squires, such as squires are now, were first known in England. From father to son, and from uncle to nephew, and in one instance from second cousin to second cousin, the sceptre had descended in the family of the Dales, and the acres had remained intact, growing in value and not decreasing in number, though guarded by no entail, and protected by no wonderful amount of prudence or wisdom. The estate of Dale of Allington had been coterminous with the parish of Allington for some hundreds of years, and though, as I have said, the race of squires had possessed nothing of superhuman discretion, and had perhaps been guided in their walks through life by no very distinct principles, still there had been with them so much of adherence to a sacred law that no acre of the property had ever been parted from the hands of the existing squire. Some futile attempts had been made to increase the territory, as indeed had been done by Kit Dale, the father of Christopher Dale, who will appear as our squire of Allington when the persons of our drama are introduced. Old Kit Dale, who had married money, had bought outlying farms, a bit of ground.